Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. There should be a special schus. Rene Rosh Yuchio, the schus Yuchay Fegabas, one of these Basia, Hanagittel, Bas Naomi Aliza. Parashas Bereshit says, Vaychul Hashemayim Baratz Chotzon, Mechalukim Yom Shem Lachto Asher Asa, Vayish Bais Bayerim Hashvi, Mikol Melachto Asher Asa, Verachlim Zkim Lutz Yom Shiva Yekaydei Shoysoy, Kiboy Shovas, Mikol Melachto Asher Baralukim Las, his famous Psukim. Rashi explains, Vaychalukim Bayerim Hashvi, Rabbi Shimon Oymer, what does it mean Hashem finished on the seventh day? Rabbi Shimon explains that Basar B'dam doesn't know. He doesn't know the exact time. So he has to add on a little bit, a weekday onto Kodesh. He has to start Shabbos a little bit early because he doesn't know exactly when Shabbos starts. So just to be sure, he starts early. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Rabbi Shimon, Sheyodea Ito V'Regov Nichas Bokuchut HaSayra. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the exact time, so he can go in mamish like a hair's breadth. And it's like it finished. He finished mamish at the second. He finished the avodas of Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz and started Shabbos. Punkt, the exact split second of Shabbos. The Racham Realm Chaser Menucha Basa Shabbos Ba Menucha. Calls to the Nigram Malachta. What was the word lacking? It was lacking Menucha. Comes Shabbos, comes Menucha. The Malach is finished. So the question is, why Rashi is a Rav named Rav Brandwine, who is Rav Meshulam Brandwine. He's a Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, so he is a Sefer Ilani de Pilpuli. And he asks, many times he asks this Kasha, why Rashi points out Dafka that it's Rav Shimon? It's not the derech of Rashi in his Perish on the Torah to mention the name of the Bala Memra. So why here does he mention? Sometimes he does, he often does, but very often he doesn't. So every time, yeah, he does, so we have to ask, so why did he Dafka mention Bala Memra here? Any other places he doesn't. So you can look in the Sefer Ilana de Pilpuli, and you'll see how he's metarits that. But I'm going to go on the Derech of Marv Rabbi, Rabbi Gon Rav Hamik Shlita, and this is the Derech that he is a number of Drachim, two of them at least. So this is one of them. The Medrash says that Rebbe was speaking to Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi, and he said, I heard from your father what it means, Vayichalukim Bayom HaShvi. Atmehe. So what does it mean now? What did he say about Vayichalukim Bayom HaShvi? And he answered, I think Rebbe Shmuel Yossi answered, Ela kazeh shu make bekurnus al gabei asadam, like somebody who bangs with a hammer on the surface. Higbiya meba'oid yoyim v'hoirida mishatechshech, that he lifted it up when it was still day and he put it down when it was dark. So the moment it became dark, you put it down. The moment it became dark, Kadosh Baruch Hu stopped creating. Vayichalukim Bayom HaShvi. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Basar B'dam Shein Yodea Lo Ita V'lo Ragov V'lo Shosef V'moisiv M'chal HaKadosh. Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu Shiyodea Ita V'ya Ragov V'ita V'shosef Nichas Baruch Hu Tasayra. Shimon Bar Yochai says, Basar B'dam doesn't know the times, he adds M'chal HaKadosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the times, so he is nichnas by kuchut asayra. Rashi explains, what does it mean by chalakim yom shvi atma? So the question was, what bothered him was when he said atma, v'chi evshar dav, I heard, shamata me avicha, did you hear from your father? Mal vay chalakim yom shvi. Did you hear from your father what it means? Because it's Atmeh. Can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Malach on Shabbos? Because that's what it means. God concluded on Shabbos, on the seventh day. So it means God did Malach on the seventh day? So he answered him no. He answered him, it's like somebody who lifts up his hammer and when it's day, when it's light, and then puts it down when it's dark. And Reb Shimon says that a Basav Adam doesn't know the exact time, and Hashem knows the exact time. So the machlokas here between Reb Yossi, because remember it was Rebbe asking Rebbe Shmuel Reb Yossi, did you hear from your father what Pshat Abayecha Elokim Beyom HaShvi? Maybe I said before, I heard from your father. Did you hear from your father by Chalukim Beyom HaShvi? Atmeh, I don't know, what's the pshat? How can that be? And then Rabbi Shmuel answered, I'll tell you what my father said. My father said was, like somebody who hits the cornice and lifts it up while it's still day and then puts it down when it's dark. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it was the beginning of a malacha berega achron lefnei shkiyas hachama. It's like he started malacha a moment before shkia, like somebody lifting up a hammer, and then he had to stop. That's vayichal. In other words, he stopped in the middle of what he was doing in order to be shayves. That's what the mashal of lifting up the hammer is. He lifted up the hammer to bang, and whoop, Shabbos, put it down. So Kadosh Baruch Hu stops in the middle. That's pshat in vayichal. Das Reb Shimon. But since Kadosh Baruch Hu knows itavir gov, so you can't say that he stopped in the middle of a ma'aseh l'kavod Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the time. Hashem doesn't have to say, oh, you know, you look at the clock and you say, oh, shkia, got to stop. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly when Shabbos comes in. And therefore, Chut HaSayre stopped. He wasn't in the middle of malacha. So in the Medrash, we have the Girsa, B'divrei Reb Shimon, Nichas Bo Chut HaSayre. But Al HaTorah Rashi adds a lashon, V'nira Ki'ilu Kala Boi B'yayim. And it looks like he finished boy b'yoyim on that day. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nichnas bo kuchut ha'sayra. He entered like a hair's breadth, and it appears by chalukim b'yoyim ha'shvi that he finished on the seventh day, that he finished on Shabbos. He didn't, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows the exact split second. The exact mini fraction of a section knows. But it looks like he was kala boi b'yom, therefore it says v'yichalokim b'yom ha'shvi. So why is Rashi adding on to the Medrash? And again, Rabbi Shimon argues with this hammer mashal. No, Hashem didn't stop in the middle of his malacha. Hashem finished b'diuk that second. So we want to know what this the diuk and mashin Rashi is. V'nira kilu kala boi b'yom. So in Masechet Shabbos it says, Perakei Mishnah Vav, that 10 things were made in Erev Shabbos, Pei Nashmashos, Pei Ha'aretz, Pei Haber, Pei Asun, Keshes, Man, Mate, Sham, Yerksav, Michtav, Luchais, Vishamaf, and Zikim, Vras, Shal Moshe, Vel Sharam, Ravinu. So Rashi explains, Pei Nashmashos, Erev Shabbos, Pei Ha'aretz. So these are the 10 things made, Pei Nashmashos, and Erev Shabbos. One of them is the mouth of the earth. Rashi explains, Shepaschas, Pei Ha'bimei Korach. So God already created it, that it should open up his mouth in the time of Korach. He created that in Erev Shabbos. It says that 10 things were created in Erev Shabbos. Bein Hashmashos, Be'er Man, Kesh, Iksav, Michtav, Luchos, Kibur Shem Moshe, Mar Hashem, Moshe, V'Liyo, Psichos, Pi'osim, Psichos, Pi'eretz, Bevoas, HaRishayim. Nechem Yor, Mishum Avi, V'af Or, V'af Pered, V'vi Yoshia, Yoshia, Omer, Mishum Avi, V'af Ha'al, V'af Hashem. So Rashi explains these various things that were created in Erev Shabbos. One of them is the Be'er, Be'er Shel Miriam, the rock that brought out water in the time of Moshe. Ma'ar Hashemad Moshe. What's the Ma'ar? What's this cave? Shemot 33:22. V'samticha b'nikras hatsur ad ovri. I'm going to put you in this rack, in this cave, in the cleft of the rack until I pass by. Chen b'Elio, so to Elio. Also there was a cave. V'vlo'os Hashem adas kairach. So there's a number of shinuyim. Rashi says, what's the swallow up the Hashem, the community, the group of Korach. So there are a number of differences between the Lashon and Seder Mishnah Novus and the Lashon and Seder and the Brayis and the Sechas Pesachim. Even though the memory carries the Bria Saras Ma'amar and Devarim Nivra Be'er Shabbos Ben Hashmashos is written in both of them without the name of either of a Tana. Only when we add on, they mention Tanaim, but with just the 10, there's no mention of a Tana, and there's a difference in the Girsos. There's a difference in the Seder of the Mishnah and their changes between Avos and Pesachim. So in the parish of that Mishnah and Avos, the Kohar writes, Asar Dvarim Nivru, Kamo Shenemar, In Kol Chodesh, Nemar Leisanei, Ramo L'Tanai, V'Kol Ben Hashmashos. So it says, the Kohar explains, in his parish to Avos, there's nothing new under the sun, Koheles 1:9, and it says, Leitano L'Tanai, that the water of Kriyas Yamsuf came back to the way it was, to the original condition, Leisano is Osios Letano. And everything happened Bein HaShemash, like it says, Vaychalakim Bein HaShvi, because nothing under the sun, so it was already created Bein HaShemash, the very Shabbos and Kriyas HaOlam. Vaychalakim Bein HaShvi. What do you mean he finished on Shabbos? It says, Vayishbos Bein HaShvi, rested on Shabbos. Ela Bein HaShemashes. Ramu Adam Sheini Yodea Ita Viragav. So rather, he stopped Bein HaShemashes. And it says that a person doesn't know the exact time, the exact split second. From all he rested, from all the work that God created to do, meaning la'achar zman, after time, la'asosim, to do. All the work that God created to do, now he did b'knisas haShabbos. What does that mean? It means that this Mishnah is Kedas Reb Shimon in Netush Rabba. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was Manshich B'Briya when people can't do Malacha on Erev Shabbos. They have to be careful not to do Malacha because they don't know the exact time. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the exact time, so he continued creating. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create like he normally did at other times that other people would be allowed to do work. But rather, he used that time to create things that were necessary for the world in the future. That's what it means. And things that are going to need to be done after time later. Like the keshis, the rainbow, the man, and all the 10 things mentioned in the Mishnah. What God is going to have to, what's going to be needed for the future, was created Bein HaShemashes. So this is like Reb Shimon. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the exact time. But in the suffix time that people would have to stop, this is when God, this Bein HaShemashes time, is when Hashem created those things that are needed in the future. So that is the mahalach of the Gra in the Mishnah. It would appear that Rashi in his Perush in the Torah is arguing this mahalach. And he's saying that Be'emes there was no difference, according to Reb Shimon, between the time that's considered Bein HaShemashes for a person. And between the rest of Shesh Smei Bereish, according to the Gra, there was a difference. But during the this Mesupik time, this Bein HaShemashes, that's when God created all these things. But during the rest of the time, he created regular things. But during Bein HaShemashes, he created these things that were necessary for the future. The Be'er, the Man, etc., etc. That's the whole Yisod Rishim is coming to teach us when he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamshich Libri until the last second. He was Mamshich to create things in the last second B'diyuk. Kamo Rega Acher Shebuchol Shesh Seyamin. Not like the time of our Mishnah. Shimon's arguing with the time of the Mishnah. According to the Gra, Shimon's agreeing with the time of the Mishnah. This time is Lafir of Shimon. But according to Rashi, the time is not like Reb Shimon. Because Adarabba, according to Reb Shimon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Karagya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued like his regular creation until Mamish, the last second. Not that he created different things. That's what this Tana holds. And Avis, if Bein HaShemashes, Hashem created different things. But Reb Shimon is holding, no. Hashem created Karagil until the last second. And Adarav, Lefi Avonis Rashi, that itself is the Nekud Ikwit B'shittas Reb Shimon B'Medrash, which is coming to tell us, there's no time like that, that there's a pshar between Kodesh and Chol. And so as far as God is concerned, a millionth of a second before Shabbos and 4 days before Shabbos is the exact same thing. According to the time of the Mishnah, there's a difference. Because a millionth of a second before Shabbos, he's only creating these special things for the future. And 4 days before Shabbos, he's creating Karakil. But according to Rishon, there's no difference. As far as God is concerned, a second before Shabbos, a minute before Shabbos, 10 minutes before Shabbos, 5 days before Shabbos, an 80,000 millisecond before Shabbos, it's all the same, according to Reb Shimon. That sheet is Reb Shimon. And a man can't do that. Because a man has to stop a little bit before. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can go mamish to the last millisecond. And Maseches Megillah says it was a ma'aseh of Talmei HaMelech that he brought in 72 zkenim, told them to translate the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the heart of each and every one of them. Hiskimu l'das achas, and they read Elohim bara bereshis. Instead of bereshis bara Elohim, which sounds like the beginning created God, they said God created the beginning. V'achalukim b'yom ha'shvi, v'yishpas b'yom ha'shvi, v'achaluk b'yom ha'shishi. Instead of he finished on Shabbos, and then he rested on Shabbos, they said he finished on Friday. Rashi explains, v'achal b'yom ha'shishi, sh'leyoy marim ken asa melacha b'shabbos. If he finished on Shabbos, then he did melacha on Shabbos. And he's not going to be except the Medrash Chachamim, says Rashi, of that Vayichal B'yom HaShvi, he finished creating on Shabbos, he created Menucha, because the world lacked Menucha, and that's the finishing of creation. He won't like that Medrash. So they said he finished on Friday. So Rashi only brings the second Perish there, on Vayichal B'yom HaShvi. Why doesn't he mention Reb Shimon? Because said Vayichal B'yom HaShvi means that it looked like he finished on the seventh day, because he finish at the very last second. So we can say, according to what we're saying, that in his Perash HaTorah, Rashi brings Reb Shimon, because he preferred Mishat Pshat HaLashon to explain by Chalokim B'yom HaShvi that Be'emes, he finishes Melacha a second before Shvi, and nothing was done on Shvi itself. It just looked like that. But the Maskana B'Perash HaGemara, Rashi learned, that Be'emes B'yes HaMenucha B'Shabbos is considered like the Gemara of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Gemara of Ma'aseh Bereishis is the coming of Menucha. And Mitzad Zeh was said that he finished it He finished the world on the seventh day, because there was actually creation on the seventh day of Menucha. That's what it's all about. We all want to get to Menucha. That's the final creation. That's the creation of Shabbos. Ayin Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbos, Maimer Aleph. That's why Al HaTorah Rashi has the Lashon, V'nira kilu kala boi b'yayim, which wasn't mentioned in the Medrash, to explain that this parish is Yosar Karv L'Pshat. Since there was no rega, on Friday, that there was in the Esa Kabriya was B'matzav Shel Gemar, even though there was no Malacha during the on Shabbos, there was only Malacha during the 6 days. Nevertheless, Eizman Shel Oilam Gomer B'li Malacha Lo Haya, until the very first second of the seventh day. That there was no moment during the 6 days that the creation was finished. Because until the last millisecond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating on Friday. There was never one moment where there was a Gemara on Friday. So on Friday, you can never say we're done. When was Hashem done? On the first second of Shabbos. So that's what Rashi says. V'nira kilu kala bo b'yom. It looks like Hashem finished on Shabbos because there was the Gemar, because on Friday it was never finished. On Friday, you never said, oh, now he's done. Because he was creating. And you only saw the first second on Shabbos. Oh, now he's done because he stopped creating. That's what it means, Vayichalukim B'yom HaShvi. It looks like Kolaboy B'yom. It looks like you finished on Shabbos. So that's how Rashi and the Sis Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's why he brings it in his Perish Al HaTorah. So Rashi understands the Mishnah Avos can't learn like Reb Shimon. And apparently not like the Gra, that there's a time during Ben HaShemashos that the Tzuras HaBriya changed to make a preparations for the future. And like the Man and the Be'er and the Piyaretz, etc., etc. Because such a mahalach is shaykh only if there's a shinui in the bria b'sof shishi. לפי מיעוט כוחו של אדם. In other words, if you're dealing with a person who doesn't know the exact time, so he can make things for the future that aren't regular brias for now. So he's not creating anything. This is different. Making a difference. I don't know, even a person wouldn't be able to if he's creating for the future. So it's also a creation. That would also be also for him. But the Gra is saying Hashem did something different, Banish Mashes. In this period of time, when a human being wouldn't be sure if it's Shabbos or not. But Reb Shimon doesn't hold to that. Reb Shimon says for Hashem it's the same. A fraction of a second before Shabbos and 2 days before Shabbos is the same. There was no change for God. It's only that time of Banish Mash is only changed for man. So since it's only changed for man, God doesn't have to create anything different then. Only according to Reb Shimon, only according to the Mishnah and Abbas, the Mishnah and Abbas holds that since it's Bein HaShemesh, it says Hashem did something different at this time. But Reb Shimon holds, no, Bein HaShemesh is the same to Hashem as the rest of the week. Again, the Gra wanted to put Rabbi Shimon together with the Mishnah and Abbas and say that Hashem finished exactly before the time, but what did he finish? What was he doing Bein HaShemesh? He was creating these futuristic creations. So he's putting Reb Shimon together with the Mishnah and Abbas. According to Rashi, L'chor, no. They're two completely separate things. Because as far as Reb Shimon is concerned, a fraction of a second before Shabbos is the same as 3 days before Shabbos. Hashem isn't creating anything different then. So Reb Shimon is not like the Tana and Abbas. And there's no change of Bein HaShemeshes in the rest of the Bria. So we get back to the kasha we started with. Why did Rashi al Torah bring Dibur Reb Shimon? Shem Amram, why did he mention his name? So basically, we said we understand very well. Because he's coming to tell us that this Shita is a better way to explain the Pasuk. But the Stam Mishnah and Abbas is the Lokavase. It's like the Davar Acher that Hashem actually created on Shabbos. Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. So the Stam Mishnah Abbas is the local Reb Shimon. And Bein HaShemeshes, different things were created. And therefore, what's shot in the Pasuk? Not Vayechal, that it looks like he finished on Shabbos. Because he created until the very last second. But like the other Pshat in Rashi. What did he create on Shabbos? Menucha, Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha. And that's the Davar Acher. And that's the Achoras HaSugya and Maseches Megillah. That they wrote Vayichalu kim b'yom hashishi, because as Rashi learned in Maseches Megillah, he can't say b'yom hashvi because they wouldn't accept the Medrash Chachamim of Ma'olam Shabbat that Hashem finished creation by creating Menucha. Talmud wouldn't have liked that, so they say changed it to Hashem created finished on Shishi. So it's not like Reb Shimon. Rashi's saying that the correct pshat is in the Kabbasra, like the Gemara in Megillah, as Rashi's learning the Gemara in Megillah. What was created on Shabbos, Vaychal Kim Yom Hashvi, means on Shabbos Hashem created Menucha. Not like Reb Shimon. So if we're holding not like Reb Shimon, that's the Stam Mishnah also in Abbas. That Hashem made different creations on Bein HaShemeshes. So Rashi in his Parashat Torah mentioned the name of Reb Shimon to show that you should know that this is Dafka Shita's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon has a different Shita. So I'm quoting this Shita because there's a difference by Parash HaMishnah. That it's better to explain the Parash HaMikra. That it's better to explain the pasuk according to Reb Shimon. What does it mean Vayechal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi? That it nigmar b'lacha bo b'yom, that it mamish looked like he was creating on Shabbos. Rashi is emphasizing that this is dafka Reb Shimon. So I like to explain the pasuk with Reb Shimon. He's emphasizing that it's dafka sheet is Reb Shimon. But that's not, that's lafuke, that's not the pshat, that's not the Mishnah Navas. And the Iker is like the Mishnah Navas in the second parish, the Davar Acher of Batsa Shabbos Bamanucha. As he says in Maseches Megillah. And that's the bottom line in the pasuk. Even though Pashup Shad in the pasuk, Rashi is saying would seem to be like Reb Shimon. But again, Rashi is emphasizing Reb Shimon to say that it's lafuke, that Reb Shimon's arguing with the Mishnah Navas. It holds that 10 things were created Ben Hashmashas. Because Ben Hashmashas is a different time. Reb Shimon's holding it's not a different time. Ben Hashmashas is the same as the rest of the times. So on one hand, Reb Shimon is better pshat in the pasuk, according to Rashi. On the other hand, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Mishnah Navas doesn't. And like Rashi holds in the Gemara and Megillah. So that's the emphasis here on Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon Lafuke Mishnah Ba'avos, the Gemara B'Megillah. And Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we will return to this Rashi, because it's a very, very key Rashi. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.